It's time to sit back, turn on the radio. We've got stories to tell ya, so let's go.
You're listening to Johnny Song, a 1920s-style radio hour drama written by D.C. Cathro and presented by Aerolore Studios. Episode 10.
Hey, Pa.
Johnny, you scared the heck out of me.
Sorry, Pa.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be helping your Ma at the church.
I told her I wasn't feeling that well.
Told her? So, what, are you saying you lied?
I just needed to see you, Pa, to talk to you. Alone.
Talk to me? About what? Wait, how'd you know I'd be coming home now?
Because I've been observing. Just paying attention. Like, every Wednesday when Ma and I come back from church, I noticed the crates were different. Like, usually there'd be a few more here on Wednesdays, so I figured you were dropping them off while we was out. Were out.
Wow, that's real smart of you, Johnny. I guess you will make a fine police officer someday.
I'm just paying attention. Noticing stuff. I got the idea from a friend.
Is that so?
Like your friend, Dewey.
Johnny.
It wasn't him, though. It was someone else.
Then why are you bringing him up?
He came by the hotel, and we were talking a little.
Damn it, I told him not to. About what?
About you, being such a pal, helping him out. He told me one of his delivery fellas had to leave town for a bit, and how nice you were to lend him a hand when you could.
Yeah, he's a nice fella.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't think you should be talking with him.
We were just, chewing the fat, he said.
Yeah, sure, but, you know, he's older than you. You should just be pals with fellas your own age, that's all.
All right, Pa.
You know, I don't like this. Lying to your mother, sneaking around here, keeping tabs on me and my work.
But, Pa, you're just not here much. And when you are, you come and go so quick. Ma's worried. I'm worried. You need to maybe stop helping Mr. Dewey so much. You look like you haven't slept in a week.
I'm fine. It's fine.
You keep saying that, but it ain't. You're not. Why won't you let Ma and me help you?
Actually, Johnny, I wanted to talk to you too.
You did?
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about you growing up, your birthday. Your Ma and I are so proud of you.
Thanks, Pa.
So I was thinking maybe it might be okay if you went ahead and took them piano lessons.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think it might be a good idea.
Really?
It looks like you really want to.
I do.
Well, then let's see what they cost and where and when. Well, let's look into that.
Pa, I can't believe it. Thank you. This is just the best. Wait. I don't know if I can.
What?
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Are you kidding me? After all the fuss you made?
I know, but I might have another job soon. I might not have the time.
Another job?
Yes, sir.
Where? Doing what?
Deliveries.
What do you mean, deliveries?
Delivering boxes. Like you.
No. No, no. Is that what Dewey was talking to you about?
Yes, sir.
No! You ain't working for Dewey. In fact, I don't want you even talking to him ever again.
Why not? He's your pal.
He's not my pal. He pays me to help out on the side sometimes.
Pa, maybe you should quit being so helpful.
I wish I could. I mean, look, you do not need another job. I got a raise at work. Plus, when Dewey pays me to help out, I can pay for your lessons. You can even quit the Carlton if you want. I'll move these crates, get the piano back up here.
Pa, please, just tell me what's really going on.
Nothing to tell. Nothing's going on. I'm just working hard to help my family. Nothing wrong with that.
But I want to help too. I'm a man now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you are, aren't you? Johnny, look at me. Look at me dead in the eyes. Look at me and listen. I'm proud of you, son. I am. I might not always say it, but Yeah. I need you to know that everything I'm doing, it's all for you and your ma and this family. You're all I got. It's all for you. I need you to trust me here, all right? I really need you to trust me and trust that I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Good. So then please, just trust me. No more snooping. No talking to Dewey.
Yeah, about that.
What?
Mr. Dewey told me he wanted it to be a secret, me working for him. That it'd be a surprise for you.
Wait, so you already told him you would?
No, I told him I'd think about it.
Well, tell him no.
Yeah, Pa. But I'm thinking maybe you shouldn't tell him I told you, since he told me not to. I think we need to keep another secret for a bit, right?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I'll tell him I can't. Next time I see him.
All right. Good. That's good.
What?
Nothing. Just thinking.
Pa, I know you're just trying to help. I am too.
You are. I see that. I just don't know if you can.
All right.
No more lying to your mother.
No, sir.
All right.
Can I, you want some lunch? Maybe a sandwich?
No, I gotta get going.
Pa.
I gotta get going. They need to go through some more of this evidence at the station.
Pa.
I gotta work, Johnny. I'll get something at the automat.
Okay, Pa.
You get the door again?
Sure. Hey, Pa.
What?
Are you gonna be able to come tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure I can. It's my boy's birthday. I'll be there.
Okay, good.
You excited?
I guess so.
You guess?
Well, Ma won't tell me what we're doing. Says it's a big surprise.
Oh, yeah, right. Well...
But as long as you're there, I'm sure it'll be swell.
I know it will. Now, get the door, son.
Sure, Pa.
See you tomorrow, son. Happy almost birthday.
Thanks, Pa. What am I gonna do?
And now, a message from our sponsors.
Are you looking for great music and a relaxing mood? Put on your glad rags and come to our special show tonight at the Carlton Jazz Club, where Lady W will soothe your soul. We're the juiciest joint in town.
Ma, this was the last place I expected you to bring me.
I told you it was a surprise. And Della, I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
Of course, dear.
And I know I keep saying it, but you sure do look swell tonight, Del.
Thank you.
You look swell too, Ma.
Why, thank you for noticing.
You think Paul'll make it?
He said he was going to be here.
I sure hope.
Della, would you like another pop?
No, thank you, Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
She always calls it that.
Oh, hush.
Hey there. Sorry I'm late.
Pa.
Oh, Fred, I'm so glad you could make it.
Me too. Hey, Della.
Hello, Mr. Fitzsimmons.
So did I miss the big surprise?
No, I don't think so.
I don't get it.
No, look, they're starting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you all, and welcome to the Carlton. And now, please enjoy the dulcet tones of Lady W.
That's Miss Winnie.
Good evening, folks. So nice to see y'all out here tonight on this very special evening. To begin, we have a brand new song, one that I'd like to dedicate to my good friend 3J.
What?
Today is his birthday, and he has so many reasons to celebrate. But tonight, I want to celebrate him a bit. Enjoy.
Hey, that's...
Don't be afraid to open your eyes. Feeling the wind blow, wishing you could fly. Walking to the edge of the cliff with your arms.
place you want to go. Unfold your map, let your story be told. This is your journey. It's made doubt in your heart. Take a chance, let yourself go, for this is your start. Look at the water and waves beneath, the ocean and sky, so soothing and blue. Take a deep breath, life is short, and the world deep for you. Dive in, dive in, dive in, dive in.
Now, just to let y'all know, the birthday boy, Mr. 3J himself, wrote the music for that song. So I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back in just a moment. So, Levi?
Johnny!
I don't believe it.
That was your song!
I know!
How wonderful! Fred, wasn't that just wonderful?
It sure was.
Johnny, I'm so happy for you!
Excuse me, folks. Can I say happy birthday to the man of the hour?
Everyone, this is Miss Winnie.
Now, when I look like this, is Lady W.
So nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And this must be the Della I hear so much about.
Nice to meet you.
Miss Winnie, I just can't...
Happiest of happy birthdays to you, Johnny. I hope you like your gift.
Oh, gosh, yes. But how? How could... You don't play.
I had Levi hiding away, listening to you practice.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Practice?
Fred, please. We'll talk about that later.
Anyway, I took the liberty of adding lyrics. Levi helped.
Oh, that's Mr. Levi, up there playing.
He's very talented.
So is your boy. I just wanted you to see how much. So the gift is actually for all of you.
Oh, gosh, Miss Winnie, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, that was just wonderful. So lovely.
Yes, thank you.
Fred?
Yeah, of course, thanks.
Now you folks enjoy the show, and I'll have the cake sent out later, so we can all sing happy birthday.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
See y'all soon.
Thank you, Miss Winnie.
Oh, Johnny, that was brilliant. I'm so proud of you.
It really was.
It was good, son. I don't know much about music, but yeah.
Thanks.
But what's this about practicing?
I just practice here sometimes, since the piano got moved.
You would come all the way here just to play piano?
Well, yeah.
Fred, we have company. We're celebrating. We can discuss...
It's fine. I didn't know. I didn't know any of this. And I didn't know how good you are.
Pa, I just didn't want to make you mad or disappoint you.
All right, you know what? We will talk about this later. Right now, though, I need a drink. I'll be right back. Anyone else? No? All right.
I'll go with you.
Johnny, that was your song!
Actually, Del, it was yours. I wrote it for you.
What an absolutely wonderful surprise.
I gotta say, this is the best birthday I've ever had. And I don't care if I don't unwrap any presents all night. I'm here with you and my family and my music.
Happy birthday, Johnny. Wait. What's wrong?
I'm just so happy right now. But...
Don't think about that now. Just... be. Right here. Right now.
Just... be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I love you, Della.
Johnny, I love you too.
All right, kids, what'd we miss?
Nothing, Pa. We were just being.
Being what?
Nothing. Just being.
Ah.
Thank you for listening to Johnny Song, featuring Jacob Albert Gross as Johnny, DC Cathro as Fred, Brianna Galligan as Clara, Amanda Tossman as Della, and Latasha Dozier as Winnie. For more information about our female-led collaborative storytelling series and local productions, visit ArrowLoreStudios.com.